Questions, more questions than answers. As the pop song puts it, the more I find out, the less I know. Sir Isaac Newton, towards the end of his long scientific career, I seem to have been only like a boy playing on the seashore whilst the great ocean lay all undiscovered before me. Always questions. Delivering a thought for the day a week or so ago, a couple of days after that terrible attack on a Pakistani school in which some 132 children were shot dead, I said that before I found I could ever speak of joy at Christmas, I needed to read again the story of the massacre of the Bethlehem boys by Herod's men, Rachel weeping for her children, for they are no more. You find yourself asking, why? Why? Good question for now. We've heard it this morning in various ways. Mary, why is this happening to me? Joseph, perhaps not asking it out loud, but thinking it still, why must I face this embarrassment, this disgrace? The wise men must have been asking themselves why for years before ever they got to ask Herod where. The shepherds, don't you think they must have asked why, as the story says the angels appeared to them? Why? Echoing through the pain of the parents of Peshawar, echoing in many hearts the news of illness, the loss of a loved one. Why? A good question for now. Unless you're content with the schmaltzy, dignified, Disneyfied Christmas we see all around, that's not much of a Christmas, though, at least not to my way of thinking. It's not really the Bible's Christmas, but then, by the way, that isn't really Christmas at all. The first Christians didn't celebrate the birth of Jesus. Didn't think about the life of Jesus much at all. Paul hardly mentions it apart from the crucifixion. It seems that folk came to faith in Christ for years without mention of babies and mangers and shepherds and wise men. So why Christmas now? Why? Well, maybe in today's world, the Christmas stories are a good way of bringing Jesus close to people's lives. With shepherds, not that bad really, wise men, young girls, ruthless dictators, petty bureaucracy, busy pubs, sleepy towns, the whole world gathers round. There's room for everyone, rich and poor, highly educated and simple, old and young, good and bad, suffering and successful. And just about everyone gets to look on as the events unfold in an out-of-the-way place, in a forgotten corner of a ruthless empire, and ask their questions. What does this mean? Where is this taking place? Who is this who is to be born? And behind them all, why? I'll tell you why. So that there will be a sign of God in the world. That's why. Not proof positive of God's existence. Not such an overwhelmingly powerful event that everybody just has to believe. Not an easy answer to every doubt or difficulty. Not a solution to the problem of suffering, but a sign of God. Oh, it won't do for everybody. Muslims, Hindus, the world's non-aligned, they all have their own signs of God. But if you would look at this sign, if you would, wherever, whoever you are and whatever is your experience of life, look at the baby Jesus and all the remarkable stories that surround his birth. And I do mean all of them, not just the ones that we usually include, but the others, such as the story of the massacre of the innocents of Bethlehem, for instance, or the Song of Mary, as we have been thinking about it in recent weeks, or Zechariah being struck dumb at the news that his wife is to bear a child. If you'll consider all those stories, then maybe you will find a way to God that will suit this suffering, restless, changing, dangerous, exciting, remarkable age. A way of service and sacrifice and humility and forgiveness and love. A way that leads in time to a cross of sacrifice and to an endless tomb, an empty tomb, and to an endless, glorious life that lives forever. And you will find a way of living with the questions. I know, many prefer a religion that gives them answers, but it's my experience, and I dare suggest it is the experience of most of us. And in the world, I think it is true of most people, that every answer throws up another question and another and so on. Well, it's okay if it does. That's what living by faith is all about. That's why we talk about living by faith and not by sight. That's why the sign of God at Christmas is right here, shining and serving in the midst of the darkness, the cruelty, and the confusion of the world. A sign of hope in the darkest places, and joy in the hardest places, and peace in the most dangerous places. Just a sign. There are more questions still, but that's okay. By the grace of God shining in the face of Jesus Christ, it's okay.